CNN News Selection Number 2, Uncomfortable Position.
Gibraltar, famous for its rock and British resolve, is where no tiny territory 1,000 miles from the homeland wants to be, facing a diplomatic dust-up with a far bigger neighbour.
Spain insists that Gibraltar must be Spanish and that we must hand over a slice of Gibraltar at least to her whilst we become entirely Spanish.
It's an old problem, but Brexit has brought it front and centre. Almost none of Gibraltar's 30,000 residents voted for it, but fear they could be the big losers.
What is it you're worried about that Spain wants here? What are they trying to get out of this Brexit?
Well, what they want to get out is Gibraltar back.
A glance around the streets here, a bobby on the beat, a bright red phone box, a pub on the corner. You could be forgiven for thinking you'd found a sunnier version of England. And with good reason. Every time over the centuries, Gibraltarians have been asked if they want British sovereignty. The answer has been a resounding yes, and it's no different today.
100% British. I'd rather die to be Spaniard.
There's no shortage of passion in mainland UK either. These newspapers flown in every day. The headline, up yours, seniors. But for all the feisty talk, no one's expecting a return to war of the old days. But neither is anyone here expecting an easy path ahead.
These two retirees lived through the 1969 to 82 border blockade by Spain.
I'm quietly confident that we will find a way to survive, that we will find a way to take Gibraltar forward, despite Spain's attempts.
Besides, they tell me, they're used to Spain leaning on them.
Spain, they've always treated us the same, so it doesn't change.
Through it all, though, thanks in part to the EU, Gibraltar is prospering, its economy intertwined with Spain. Every day, 12,000 people, 7,000 of them Spanish, cross the international border into Gibraltar for work. No one knows how they'll be affected by Brexit. It's one of many things that makes leaving the EU a particularly bitter pill here.
Well, we're not the culprits of Brexit because we didn't vote for it.
But you're going to lose out.
We are reluctantly going to ensure that we do everything possible to assist the United Kingdom government to make a success of Brexit for the United Kingdom and for Gibraltar.
That's not what you wanted.
But we are not going to be the victims of Brexit. We're not going to be the Brexit bargaining chip.
For 3 centuries, Gibraltar has been loyal to Britain. They're counting that will be repaid over the next 2 years of Brexit negotiations. Nick Robertson, CNN, Gibraltar.